Imagine Momcast Daily.
When my first son was born, I remember being in the hospital and they were going to discharge me. And I'm sitting in the bed and I am looking at my son. He's in the little crib next to me. And my husband's there and I'm thinking to myself, oh my gosh, I have no idea how to take care of a baby. They're going to let me take this baby home. I don't think I'll ever sleep for the rest of my life because I'm going to have to stay awake to watch him all the time to make sure he doesn't die of SIDS. Because if I don't stay awake and watch him, like, how am I going to know if he's okay? I was just terrified. And I remember going home that day and thank God my sister and brother-in-law came up to kind of stay with us for the first night. And I remember sitting in the bedroom of our apartment and I had Daniel, our little one, in my arms and I was trying to figure out how to breastfeed him. I just barely learned even how to do that. And my husband walks in and I had gotten a nightlight so that I could use it at night to breastfeed him. And he takes the nightlight out of the wall and he says, well, Jimmy says, that's my brother-in-law, that you really shouldn't use nightlights because it could cause nearsightedness. And he walked out and he wasn't like meaning to be mean or anything. He just thought, you know, he was trying to be a good dad. But I just freaked out. I was like, I don't even know what I'm doing. I don't even know how to breastfeed. I don't know how to take care of this baby. And now I'm not going to be able to see. And I was like crying. And my sister was like, it's okay, Elaine. It's all right. We're going to put the light back in the wall. It's totally fine. If you have a nightlight, don't listen to him. Thank God for older sisters, right? And so she talked me off the ledge and, you know, then I would calm down and I was feeling a little bit better about it. But I'm telling you, coming home from the hospital with a baby was honestly terrifying. And I just wanted to remind you as mothers that because we talked yesterday about doing things even when you're afraid, you do things all the time, even though you're afraid. And you don't even think about it. You do them because you have to. Your child gets hurt and you have to solve the problem, right? You don't think, I don't want to do this. I'm not going to do this. You just do it. You bring a baby home from the hospital. You don't think, well, you might think I'm going to take this baby back because you're terrified. It might have crossed through my mind once or twice, but you know, you know that you're going to do it. You're going to take care of this child and you're going to do a good job of it. And you do things all the time you don't know how to do. You figure out how to potty train. You figure out how to meal plan. You figure out how to find a nanny. You figure out how to, you know, get babysitters. Like, you do all these amazing things, even though sometimes it's scary, and you do it anyway. So I just want to encourage you in that you can do things even though you're afraid, and you should pat yourself on the back for all the amazing things that you've learned as a mom. So if you want to hear more about this, don't forget to sign up for my book, sign up for the wait list. My book, Mom of Six Dies Laughing, is coming out this month. I'm so excited and you're going to love it. Go to imaginemom.com/book, that's Imagine Mom with an E, and sign up on the wait list so you can hear about when it comes out. Don't forget to join us on Facebook groups at Imagine Mom. Starts with an E. E-M-A-G-I-N-E-M-O-N. Have a great day, y'all. See you tomorrow.